Hi, this is Kevin Conroy, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, it's Jesse Rass, and do you love comic books? Do you have opinions about comic books? Do you like hearing opinions on said comic books? Then you need to make the great escape, and it's a small leap into another world. We call the Pull Bag, and you'll only find it here on the GCRN, otherwise known as the GeekCast Radio Network.
You've just jumped inside the Pull Bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, and Image to IDW, Boom Studios, and Zenoscope, we have everything right here. We cover things like Transformers, He-Man, Superheroes, TMNT, and Radiant Black. Yeah, we have all that and so much more. It's all inside the Pull Bag here on the GeekCast Radio Network. So, without further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we're reading right now, here inside the Pull Bag.
Any minute now, Brainiac will explode. And guess what? You're going with him. No, Darkseid. To get off this rock, you'll have to go through me.
You really are a glutton for punishment. Time and again I've beaten you, humbled you. What makes you think today's outcome will be any different?
Because this time, I won't stop until you're just a greasy smear on my fist. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to The Pullbag. It is 2024. This is episode 540. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. And ladies and gentlemen, 2023, I don't know what happened at the end there. We were supposed to do a bunch of stuff. We didn't do a bunch of stuff, but we're back. And 2024, I have ambitious plans, and I don't know if they're going to happen, but let's just say we may be releasing 200 podcasts this year.
That's a 4 a week.
Yeah, I know. Technically, that's like 7 a day, or 7 in 7 days. Something like, I don't know, 7 in 7. Just drink, people. Drink. Don't drink, but... yeah. Anyway, as you can hear, returning from episode 533 is none other than Mr. John M. Wilson. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm back. I don't know what that means, but I'm back.
He is back.
I would say bigger and better than ever before, but I've lost 10 pounds the last few weeks. So, you know, slightly smaller than ever before.
There you go. Well, I mean, you yourself do ambitious things between ninjas and bots and... 1,000 comics in 1 year, and now you're like, we'll get to your 2024 thing, but 2023, did you really, was it really always going to be 1,000 comics in 1 year, or?
Honestly, it was just a count. I didn't think it would even get close to 1,000, and then as we're getting closer to the end of the year, and 800 was happening in the late fall. Yep. People were like, do 1,000, do 1,000, do 1,000. I think you're the one who started the rally cry.
Yep.
I was like, I don't see how there's enough time to do 1,000 comics. But then if you procrastinate on enough other things, <That's right. laughs> comics can be read.
Don't watch any TV. Don't listen to any music. Forget about your job. You know.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I used to... For years now, I've always done some sort of posting progress on the comics that I'm reading, and whether that just be covers or whatever. I used to do it on Facebook. I do a lot more on Twitter now. Most of my comic stuff has been on Twitter for the last few years.
Yeah.
But then in 23, I was like, well, let's put the covers at least back on on Facebook for my nerd friends there, especially since people are moving away from Twitter.
They're Xing it out,
Yeah, they are. Twitter's now their ex. So I started putting groups of five because the way Facebook displays photos, you can do five without anything getting hidden.
Yep.
And so I'm just doing groups of five. And as the year went along, but I got lots of Superman read. I got some Marvel read. I got several projects, a little bit of progress on. So I don't know exactly what all you want to talk about, but
Well, I mean, like, you said you have spreadsheets and everything else, so I mean, we might as well get the spreadsheets out. And how?
So
how did you, like...
So I'm just gonna expose the pedantic sides of my brain here for all to hear. In 2009, I started working on reading Superman from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now, whenever I get into any particular franchise, I almost always start from the beginning, and I try to be as exhaustive as possible until I no longer care. Right. So whenever I started Superman from the beginning, you know, of course, in the back of my mind, I was like, ooh, wouldn't it be cool to have read all the Superman comics? But I didn't really fully consciously expect to eventually one day read all the Superman comics. Mm-hmm. But as we moved into 2023, I had just read The Death from 1992. Mm-hmm. So I read The Death just after the 30th anniversary of The Death, and I had done the Armageddon 2001 annual first Justice League because of Shag's JLI podcast. Mm-hmm. And of course the Justice League stuff I have reading along with my Superman stuff because Superman's on the league for most of the time it's in publication. Mm-hmm. Not where I am right now, but so I'll make spreadsheets. I'll go through different appearance lists. I like to use DCU Guide for pre-crisis stuff. I use Mike's Amazing World a lot, but his post-crisis stuff is not, you know, a fraction as extensive. And of course now it never will be because he's passed on. But DCU Guide is a great place for appearances. Now I'll just make a list and I'll get the comic title and the number and the, I'll go to Mike's Amazing World and get the release date. And I'll just start collating and sorting. And then I've got extensive digital libraries of most everything DC had published before 2011, because that's when I got these extensive libraries. And so, yeah, there's so much more licensed digital availability than there was when I started this project. And so I do go a lot more to the DC Universe Infinite app and read stuff there. But I've also got these huge collections of scans from, you know, the mid to late 2000s, whenever there just wasn't anything legit online. So yeah, I'll gather those together on my iPad and just start sorting stuff. So I've got a Superman read-through project, which includes all the Superman books, of course, the Supergirl appearances, Superboy back whenever he was a thing. Of course, he's a thing again now in 1990s where I am now, but like The Adventures of Superman when he was a boy. I was reading all of his stuff back then, and all of the Superman families. Now that I'm past The Death, that includes Steel and the Eradicator. And like I said, Superboy, he's got his own series now. So I've got all these collated and collected, and I'm working my way through them. I also have been working on a very slow Marvel read through project. That's probably my number two project, but it gets a lot less attention than the Superman read through. Mm-hmm. Because the Superman read through, I could conceivably catch up on Superman with some effort.
Right.
Which when we get to 2024, I'll come back to that. But the Marvel read through, I'm just kind of doing it as a secondary thing when I can. And with that, I've got some old 60s and 70s TV shows that I've always meant to go back and watch through because I watched reruns as a kid. I watched all of The Fugitive. And listeners out there, if you like classic TV, if you like old black and white TV, if you ever saw the Harrison Ford movie like I did as a kid and it tickled your funny bone about this idea, the Fugitive TV show is fantastic. And the great thing is it's all available on archive.org. Archive.org has the entire series. It's 120 episodes. It's 4 seasons of 30 each. And I watched all of it just in sync with my Marvel stuff. The Marvel read through started as part of Make Ours Marvel, the podcast that Michael Kaiser and I were doing. That podcast fell off the grid, but I've been slowly continuing to work on it. I also picked up Dark Shadows, so I've been watching a lot of Dark Shadows, which is a 1960s horror supernatural soap opera. So yeah, we're reading through Marvel. What else?
Well, so what was the first comic you read in 2023 that started this journey?
Oh, wow. Let's pull out the
photos. Ready. That's right.
Okay, so I've got to scroll through my iPad because I keep all of my cover screenshots on my iPad.
Right.
They're all just there sitting, taking up space.
Yep.
Scroll back to January 2023. So my first comic in January 2023 was Justice Society of America number 7 from the miniseries, whatever they were taking place in the 50s. Okay. Also, the Superman Gallery. I was just getting into the Milestone comics at the time. Wait, okay. This is not all of the covers.
It's okay.
Some of the covers have disappeared.
It's okay. I mean, it's not okay for your records, but for the podcast, it's fine. Yeah. And what was the 1,000th comic at the end of the year last year?
Okay, so once I realized that 1,000 comics was going to be a big thing, I sort of orchestrated a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been working on the Superman read-through, and I'm post-death, post-return, Fall of Metropolis, Battle for Metropolis. The stuff I was reading from DC that was Superman-adjacent, like the League books and the Legion books, and other stuff that wasn't Superman-adjacent, but I just wanted to reread or read through for the first time, like the Sandman books and the right. Milestone books. A lot of those had sort of fallen behind Superman in 22, because in order to meet that 30th anniversary of the death, I kind of had to barrel through the Superman books and so everything else got left behind. So over the course of 23, I slowly got all of that caught up. And as I was approaching the end of 2023, my other DC books right at the end of December finally synced up with my Superman reading again. And so that last week of December, all of my DC got synced with all of my Superman. And I ended up as comic number 1,000 reading Action Comics 700, which any Superman fan from the 90s knows that is a really big deal issue. And I had never read it before because my post-crisis Superman experience ended shortly after Bizarro World, whenever he starts getting sort of over-bloated because of his powers going haywire. So just before 700. But I had never actually gotten to 700 before. So yeah, at the end of the year, I read Action Comics 700, the beginning of the Fall of Metropolis, because there's this huge storyline where the clones are dying, their genes are falling apart, and Lex Luthor at the time was a clone of his previous self, and so he was dying. And so a lot of plot lines from the first half of the 90s were coming to a head. And yeah, that was pretty exciting and pretty fun to hit 1,000 comics at Action Comics 700 right at the end of the year and right as all the other DC stuff synced up. I felt like I was like, it's all coming together.
Yes. Like good old Hannah Lee used to say, I love it when a plan comes together. And yeah, exactly. I think it was me because I'm like, okay, if you're going to read 800 plus comics in a year, you can do 200 more. I think I said somewhere around like right before Thanksgiving or something.
I knew from just doing the math at roughly what average pace I've been taking for the year. And so I knew how much faster I would have to go to get through those last 200. I just didn't think it was possible. I thought 900, sure. I can hit 900 and pass it with no problem. But I did those last 100 issues probably in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And
how did you find the time?
Well, school let out. Whenever my girlfriend Mindy and I are watching TV, a lot of times she'll get distracted by her phone or something and we'll pause the show. And while she's, you know, looking at Facebook, I'll just pull out Sandman Mystery Theater and start reading.
Yep.
And just 90s comics also generally don't take nearly as long to read. Modern comics take even less time.
But really? 90s
comics. You don't think so?
Modern comics take less time to read?
I feel like I blaze through, like we were talking about Ninjas and Bots earlier. Uh-huh. Turtles comics and Transformers comics, I feel like I blaze through those.
So I've been covering both of those series since this podcast, like we started episode, I'm remembering this off the back of my old ass brain that's broken. Episode 11 was More Than Meets the Eye, Volume 1, I think. Yeah, episode 11, which was over 11 years ago now. I forget when we actually started Turtles, but we've gotten through almost all of it. We need to catch up. And oh, by the way, folks, IDW has announced that after issue 150, Turtles is done. Holy what? Crap. Yeah, you haven't seen this?
No.
Oh my God, yes. Breaking news for Mr. John M. Wilson, folks. I got to get this email out.
So 150 is the last issue?
Hold on. Give me a second here. So I've broken his brain, folks. But yes, for immediate release, I received this email January 11th, 2024. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 150 will deliver a double-sized epic emotional finale. Los Angeles, California, January 11th, 2024. The colossal and cosmic time-consuming spoilers here, folks. Megalodon called Armageddon or Armageddon, whatever the hell, is trying to erase the TMNT from existence. Now only the brilliant and determined Donatello can potentially skip the fearsome foe by erasing back to the past in a double-sized landmark 150th issue that celebrates more than a decade's worth of compelling TMNT storytelling. Dun, dun, dun. Written by Sophie Campbell. Massive, epic, and emotional TMNT number 150 is the must-read conclusion of the ongoing series. Fear not, shellheads, because more will be revealed about what's next for TMNT soon. This momentous milestone issue will feature art by Armageddon Games, Vincenzo Federici, a longtime TMNT creatives colorist Rhonda Pattinson, and letterer Sean Lee. Returning for this giant issue are former series artists Dan Duncan, Pharaoh Pei, and Campbell, who's also going to be doing art on this. Climactic Comic will pave the way for the next mutation of TMNT storytelling from IDW Publishing, but before looking forward, it's important to visit the past, just like Donnie. IDW's TMNT ongoing series has presented fans with more than 10 years' worth of brilliant and critically acclaimed tales that captivated both longtime and new TMNT fans with its exciting and heartfelt stories. So, yeah.
Alrighty, hey, then.
At least you now know that you have a finite ending point for your podcast.
So, well, see, funny, whenever we started up, we had a little bit of confusion because we knew that IDW had lost the Transformers license. So yeah, we thought that they had lost, also.
No, they have not lost the Turtles. No, they're not losing the Turtles license. They're just ending.
Yeah, I know. But at the beginning of our show, we had some confusion about that, and we figured that part out. So, but to know that they are actually ending it, that is. I guess there's only so much Turtles you can do.
I mean, 150 issues, 10 plus years. They have told so many stories. Joe and I still need to catch up. We are only on Reborn volume. We're about to record volumes 3 and 4 of Reborn, which I believe is issues 112 to 132 or something like that. Yeah, so he and I are closer, obviously, closer than you guys are to the end. But no, now you know, and now you can say to Lane, hey, look, I found out this information. We can now figure out when we want to end this because the IDW universe has ended, obviously, like you said, and with Transformers, and now and you can obviously continue it with you could switch. You could continue with IDW Turtles with whatever's next, and then you could go to Skybound to do the Transformers comics at Skybound, because holy crap, those are good.
Those have been intense.
Oh my god, yes they have. Alright.
We definitely have enough material, even if they were to stop releasing comics yesterday, we have enough material to last us for years and years of podcasting. Oh, yeah. So. Yep. It's not a concern there, that's interesting. 150 issues and done. Okay, that will probably be more than enough to get us through phases 2 and 3 of IDW if we last that long.
Oh yeah, most likely.
When I say that, issue 65 is around the end of phase 1 in my spreadsheet. I haven't tabulated past.
Issue 65 of Turtles, you mean, or issue 65 of
Transformers? Issue 65 of Turtles is going to line up roughly with the end of phase 1 of Transformers.
So if I remember correctly, 61 to 64 was Street Phantom, 65, isn't that the one-shot
Christmas episode? It's when the Turtles universe series starts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's issue 65, and then I think either 66 or 67 is the one of those three it's got Splinter on the cover with a Christmas tree. I know they do a Christmas episode or a Christmas issue, I should say, at some point or another. So yes, one year, 1,000 comics. Let's get back into this now that I've derailed the whole damn thing. So Superman's your main go-to for DC, pretty much.
Yeah, if I were to pick favorite franchises, I would say Superman and Flash are my favorite DC franchises. I am on a Silver Bronze Age read-through of The Flash. I've read a chunk of his Golden Age. I want to go back and read more. But I've been reading through his Silver and Bronze Age. I'm in 1970, and I'll get to his more modern stuff eventually. But for the most part, it's Superman and his characters. A lot of times, I find myself liking Supergirl more than Superman. So I think of the I think of the franchise as my favorite, not just the one character. I know two other people on the internet who have aspired and made some significant progress on reading all of the Superman Everywhere. I thought I was the only one for the longest time. I found two others. One gal has a website where she's actually keeping track of her progress at theaspiringkryptonian.com. And the other person is just somebody I ran across whose name is escaping me right now, but we've talked about the project every now and then.
Really? You're not going to mention the number one Superman fan we all know and love, Michael Bailey?
He has not read as much pre-crisis. His Bronze Age, and I love Mike. He loves me. This is not a slide. This is just, you know, talking, you know, yeah, numbers. His pre-crisis stuff, he has some pretty extensive Bronze Age reading, and some amounts of Silver and Golden Age reading. But there's a lot. There's a lot out there, because there was a time when Superman was in seven titles, yep, going at the same time. He had Superman, Action, World's Finest, Superboy, Adventure, Justice League of America, yep, and Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah.
That's not right, because Legion was not a separate title. I feel like there were seven, but now I'm only counting six. Anyways. Oh, yeah, because Marvel, not Marvel, DC Comics Presents.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Superman had team,
yep,
book.
Yep.
Oh, I know what I'm miscounting. The Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen and Superman's girlfriend Lois Lane. I've read all of those, too. So I guess that's eight that he had at the end of the 50s.
Wow, that's crazy. So, yeah, 1,000. How many? Okay, not counting Superman and not counting DC, how many other publishers were you reading last year?
Definitely Marvel.
Yeah.
I just was sneaking back into an Image reread. I've been doing a lot of Valiant rereads lately. I love Valiant. Whenever Valiant had its big relaunch in 2012, I had never heard of them before. So I read the 2012 versions of X-O Manowar and Harbinger and just fell in love with the entire universe. And so I wanted to read the 90s stuff. And the 90s stuff, while it does have some 90s tropes, is really, really good comics. And so that whole Valiant universe is definitely worth the read. And so I was... once my Superman read-through hit 1991, I started doing a Valiant reread. And I thought about doing a Valiant podcast, but it never came to be. There was a time in 2016, 15, somewhere around there, where mm-hmm. the idea of doing a Valiant Image combined podcast had seemed really, really fun and cool. And then, you know, I had family stuff in 2016. I gave up podcasting for a year and a half. So mm-hmm. that just never happened. You know, you can rely on the family stuff concept.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What was your favorite that you read? Like, out of all 1,000 comics, what's the one you would want to reread the most?
Wow. It's hard to pick individual titles. I don't know about favorites. I loved re-experiencing The Rain with everything before it. I loved rereading Unity in Valiant. I loved the experience of everything coming together at the end with Action 700. I think I finished Transformers. Yeah, okay, so during 2023, one of the things that I finished was all of the original run of G1 Transformers tie-in stuff from Japan. Because I did an entire G1 rewatch reread of all six seasons of the show and all of the comics and tie-in media. And it was in the year 2023 that I got through all of the Japanese fiction that takes place after the sixth victory season of the show. Mm-hmm. And so that was a really cool accomplishment that I've now read all of Transformers as it existed in its original incarnation. And eventually I'll get into the G2 stuff, but that's a whole other animal. But yes, that was a really cool feeling.
Were there any out of the 1,000 that you don't think you'll ever read them again? Like, I've read this, I've experienced it, I may have liked it, I may have not liked it, but it's not something I feel like I need to revisit anytime soon.
I feel that way about 90s Marvel UK titles. Like the Dark Angel and the just that Marvel UK branch for the 1990s. There are some writers on there that would later go on to do amazing stuff, like Abnett and Nan's, what are their names? Dan Abnett and I forget their names. They did all the Marvel Cosmic stuff 10 years later. But they're so there are those. There were some really hard to get through Justice League titles during those like JLE, JLA years, whenever JLA was cooking with gas because you had Giffen and DeMatteis and other artists, and JLE was just kind of la 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 la. So yeah, I do remember that feeling. I do remember thinking, wow, that is a comic that I have now read.
Yeah. I've now wasted the last 5 minutes of my life reading this comic. This is something right. I never want to read again. Like, and look, folks, I'm not saying this to be, oh my God, trust me, even though I can be a negative person, I always approached the Pullbag and all of my podcasting with the stuff I want to cover. And sometimes, unfortunately, there are a couple of turds here and there throughout.
The thing with that is, if you do everything under a category, it can't all be good.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Law of averages. So, people are going to have bad days.
Yep. And what's that old line the Joker always uses? All it takes is one bad day.
Mm-hmm. You know what was more uneven than I was expecting? And I'm still in the process of this. But the Larry Hama G.I. Joe run. There are some fantastic issues in that. And there are some real clunkers. Yeah. And it's just a lot more uneven as a reading experience than I had expected. So, I read the Elongated Man miniseries from the early 90s. That was really fun. And I read the Star Corps miniseries from, it was like a spinoff of Superman. And right. That was meh. That was a bunch of meh. Oh, I know what I read and set that down. I was like, wow. Lobo's back.
God, Lobo.
It's not Lobo as a concept. There's a lot of Lobo I've read that I enjoyed.
Right.
Lobo's back, I did not like Lobo's back. The second miniseries he did, where he's in like the afterlife and stuff, I did not enjoy that at all. Whenever his kids are trying to kill him, Lobo Infanticide, that was fun. When he's in the Gladiator games, that was fun. But I did not enjoy Lobo's back at all.
Mm.
So yeah.
I'm not too thrilled with afterlife stories when it comes to anti-heroes, superheroes, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, keep that in the horror genre. Keep that elsewhere. Go bust some ghosts or something. Like, I don't know, man. Phoenix Wright. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't... I think the best, and this is probably something you'd have to look into if you want to. I think the best quote-unquote afterlife story I've ever read for this show is, I believe IDW still has the stuff for it. It was a five-issue series by, what was his name? Not Ryan Parrott. Ryan Ferrier. It's called Hot Damn.
Okay.
It's about this guy named Teddy who dies and goes to hell and all that. It just look at. I don't want to spoil. I don't know. You may or may not like it. I usually try my best not to recommend things. I usually try not to do negative recommendations. But a good pal of mine, Beatles Diva, and I we covered it on the show years ago, and it was hilariously awesome. And if you want a completely different comic from anything else you've ever read, Hot Damn is one of those.
Okay. You know, one other thing I wanted to say as one of the favorite things I did this year was, so years ago I read James Robinson's The Golden Age.
Mm-hmm.
I read it because I liked the Justice Society. I had read a lot of the original All-Star Comics run from the 40s. And I knew it was in some ways a precursor to his Starman series, which is one of those things I've been intending to read for years. So in 21 and 22, as part of the Superman read-through, I read through all of Roy Thomas's Earth 2 works. Mm. So his triad of titles, All-Star Squadron, Infinity Inc., and Young All-Stars. of course, Crisis happens in the middle of all that and shifts his scope. But the narrative more or less flows through all three books. And that was quite the experience. So then going back and rereading The Golden Age this last year was a completely different experience. Because now there aren't 20 characters with backstories that I'm just reading on the page. There are 20 characters who are people I have followed. You know, I know these people. I know their histories. I know their adventures. And now to see where they are after the war, it was more like following up on experiences instead of just reading about characters who have backstories, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was really cool. So if you ever want to read The Golden Age by James Robinson, that's fantastic. You should do so. If you can manage to squeeze in all of Roy Thomas's Earth 2 stuff before you do so, do that first.
How many comics is that?
I don't know, 150.
Oh, so it's a month for you. Okay, got it.
I mean, you're not wrong. Speaking of 2024.
Well, I mean, like you said, when I initially said, ooh, you're at 800 or you're at 860, that means you have blah, blah, blah to 1,000. You have to get to 1,000. I think in one of the comments on one of your, I forget which post it was, but I think what I'm like, okay, it's now the day after Thanksgiving. You have until December 31st at 11:59 p.m. Eastern to get that 1,000th comic done, and you did it.
Well, crazy thing is, in September is when I hit 400.
Oh my God.
So if you think 400 and
comics.
Yeah, if you think 400 in 9 months, there's no way I'd get to 1,000 by the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
But I accelerated.
Yeah, you did.
So going into 2024, I have two ambitious projects.
Okay.
One is I want to read Superman every day in 2024. As I go through my Superman read through, there's going to be something Superman every day.
Right.
An extension of that is I like to get through 5 years of Superman and other DC comics in 1 year. I'd like to get through, I'm in mid 94. I'd like to finish the year in mid 99.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a lot, especially as you go through later in the 90s. Like 1994 doesn't hold a candle to how many Superman comics and related are in 96 and 97, 98. The other goal I've set for myself, 2024 comics in 2024.
Oh my God, you're insane.
I did the math.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was a joke. This is not my, I do not take credit for this, but this is not my fault. I did the math.
It's only five or six books a day. If you can do five or six comics a day, every day for the entire year, you've got 2,000 comics. There are 366 days this year, so I've got one extra day of grace period.
Yeah. So when he posted his 1,000th comic post at the end of the year last year, I was like, okay, what's your goal next year? Going to be 2,000 comics in a year? Here we are.
Well, in 2018, I had a hashtag, I think it was like 2018 comics read. Mm-hmm. And on the surface level, it was the comics I've read in 2018. But I really wanted it to be 2018 comics read.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it. I think I fell a little bit short of 2000. I think it was in the 18 or 1900s. But I didn't really pay any attention as I went. I just read as I could.
Yeah.
So far I've been making a concerted effort to read at least five or six comics a day. And I say at least because at some point during the year, there are going to be days where I can't.
Right.
So
yeah.
If I can do a little bit more each day, then I'll be a little bit ahead of the curve and yeah. Five or six comics a day for a year.
And there's nothing like that pressure, you know, when September rolls around of 2024. Okay, you've got this far to go. Get it done.
What I want to know, Mike, and maybe you have an idea on this, how can I take all of these things that I'm doing and make money on
money
it?
Money on it? I have no idea. Money? What's that? I don't make money with this stuff. Are you kidding me?
They were like, oh, you podcast? Do you make bank off that? I'm like, no, I pay a couple hundred dollars every couple years for hosting. I lose money on podcasting.
Yeah, no, unless you're, the president of Hair Club for Men and Fear Factor Boy over there, you ain't making money at podcasting. I mean, some people may make money at it that aren't celebrities, but it's very, very rare. It's more of a...
Companies will pay people to do podcasts because they know it's advertising for their product. Like a lot of entertainment podcasts, there's like that Foundation show on Apple TV, or the Anne Rice vampire show they did on Amazon last year. Those had official podcasts, and those people were probably paid to do them, but they're also helping to generate buzz and keep people interested in their show.
Yeah. Yeah. What I mean is like you and I and everybody else that we know that's been podcasting for as long. I've been doing this for 15 and a half years. We make enough money to cover the hostings. That's pretty much it. Like we're not making bank off this. We do it because we love doing it. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's kind of where the genesis for this came from, folks, as far as 1 year, 1,000 comics, as far as me talking to John about it, because I wasn't sure if he was going to do it on his own show at some point. So I figure, hey, what a title that would be for the pull bag. 1 year, 1,000 comics. Let's go.
Well, so for the record, if I maintain my pace,
yep,
then I'll hit 1,000 comics on day 181.
There you
go. So that's
right
at 6 months in, which makes sense because 2024 is just above 2,000. So halfway through the year, 1,000 comics. So check with me on the end of June.
There you go. Well, yeah, we will have to. Oh boy, 2,000 comics in 1 year. Ooh, damn, ambitious. Of course, folks, that doesn't count my own crazy ambition. We are currently at episode 540. By December 31st, I'm hoping to hit 700, which means the math on that. Oh my God.
That's 160 podcasts in a week.
Yeah,
a year.
160 podcasts in a year for just this one show. I don't know about that. But who knows? There's going to be – I know – I will say – I'll say it this way. I've been trying to do this for years. I wanted to do a special spotlight series on Nightwing, Dick Grayson Nightwing, and – I wanted to make it 90 nights of Nightwing, so it would be 90 straight days of release.
Mm.
Of course, that would all have to be pre-recorded, pre-edited, and scheduled. Like, you can't do that on a daily basis. You gotta take about, 3 or 4 weeks or whatever and just pre-record as much as you can. And it would basically start at his beginning as Dick Grayson Nightwing. I don't know if I would count the Superman stuff, but it just depends. I think I've put the list out. I haven't put it out publicly, but I think I have the list, and I think I've gotten up to like 671 episode, like episode 671 of the show. So it isn't quite to 9 because I'm starting at, I don't know, whatever. It's
when you say
be
when you say the folks. Superman stuff, do you mean the Kandor Nightwing character?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think one episode about that as a "this is where Robin got the idea" originally would be cool, but not like not like detailed multiple episodes over separate individual issues. Read a smattering of the issues and the stories and where Robin and Nightwing are in the same issue together, and then say, "Hey, so this is the kinds of things they were doing." That might be cool.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this since I'm talking about it, and I don't think I. Yeah, so what I was starting with was Old Friends, New Enemies, and then 95, Volume 1, Bloodhaven. That's what I was starting with. And it's basically one trade per, or one whatever per episode for 90 nights from episodes 600 to 690. And I think not, and I didn't count the Teen Titans stuff. I know I need to. Don't come at me, audience. I know. But I think I've listed up to, I've only listed up to 657. So there should be more. And that's even with Infinite Frontier, too. Wow. Huh. I could have swore there was more Nightwing. Oh, well.
I think he has a lot more Titans than he has solo stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're not redoing Death of the Family or any of that, because that's not the point is the, and I even included his Batman runs, like Batman and Robin Eternal and Forever Evil and Screw You, Dan DiDildo. Let's see, Batman and Robin Volume 1 when he was Batman. So it's not like it's even the Grayson. Grayson. Agent of Spiral. Give me a break. Ugh. Sorry. I'm jaded about that. They killed my guy. Don't kill him, damn it. Morons. Anyway, so yeah, 90 Nights and Nightwing, and I've got... Maybe in March we're going to be marching toward the Murphyverse with more of our Sean Gordon Murphy coverage with Beyond the White Knight. I don't know, but yeah. All right, folks, you heard it here first on the Pullbag. TMNT number 150 is the final issue for that run. John is going to read 2024 comics by the end of the year, hopefully.
And if you have a sadistic interest in following what I'm reading, I am posting covers on Twitter at John Reads Comics. There's no H. Mm-hmm. And I post daily collections of what I read that day on my Facebook stuff. If you're my Facebook friend, it's over there. And if you're in any of the Facebook groups, like DC Comics Fans, 1935 to the Present, or Superman the Triangle Era, I post stuff in there. So, yep.
Very cool. Very cool. I think we're going to go to a quick ad break, come back to close the show right after this.
Do you like the Transformers?
Yes.
Do you like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Cowabunga!
Do you like IDW Comics?
And comic book podcasts?
Then come check out Ninjas and Bots. Each week we look at an issue of Transformers...
or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from their IDW Comics incarnation. We drop episodes every Saturday morning.
Just like the cartoons we loved as a kid. The show can be found on your favorite podcatcher and at johnreadscomics.com.
See you then.
Hey, welcome to the Last Comic Shop Podcast!
A comic book podcast that actually talks about comics.
Yep, each week we open the shop up and read and discuss a comic.
Sometimes we pair that up with comic book movies or TV shows.
Or not. Lots of times, it's just comic books and sound effects.
Oh, yes. Definitely lots of sound effects.
So tune in on all the major podcasting platforms to The Last Comic Shop Podcast. Or check out our library of evergreen shows at www.lastcomicshoppodcast.com.
Transformers! You are receiving a transmission from The Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic, which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete. Now.
The Rod Pod.
Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com. At iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
Till all are one.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe Podcast from the universe and beyond.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The Geekcast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car. Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Amazing. A booby trap that actually catches boobies.
All right, folks, we are back here inside the Pullbag. This is episode 540, and for 2024, what in the heck are we doing? I don't even see where is. Oh, there it is. All right, so coming up, I don't know who I'm getting to do this with. I don't remember who I asked or who I said something to somebody about this, but we are going to finally be tackling Scott Snyder's Superman as he goes Unchained next episode. We've got an Origins with somebody. So anybody who's listening to the sound of my voice, if you read comics, you want to answer 30 questions about reading comics, let me know.
My buddy, Why am I not talking Unchained with you?
I don't know. Were you the one that asked? I don't remember. That's the thing. Like, I'm one of those types of people that if somebody asks or if I say something to somebody and somebody's like, ooh, I'd like to be on that, whatever, I go back to that, and I just have to figure out who the hell I I don't know. You probably could. Wouldn't make any difference to me, because I don't remember who the hell I asked in the first place, and that person really isn't, you know, whatever, whoever that person was.
Give focus to whoever it was you already had the conversation with, but if you want a third voice and the scheduling works out,
yeah,
I will read the book.
So we got an Origins in 542 potentially, 543 and 544 because the banners are already done. Joe Reed and I are going to come back and we're going to talk TMNT Reborn Volumes 3 and 4, which is issues... God. 112 to 118 and then 119 to 127 or something. I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me. And then Adam Ray is going to return. I did a Origins with him last year. He told me about Deadpool Shakespeare. So that's something that's going to be a first for the show. We're going to do Deadpool on the show because we haven't really done Deadpool before.
I mean, you're making fun of Lobo earlier, so if you're going to do Deadpool, you got to do Lobo.
Has Lobo done Shakespeare?
I don't know, but they're basically the same person.
Only if Brad Garrett's voicing him. Brad Garrett and Ryan Reynolds. Oh, can you imagine that movie? Forget Wolverine. Deadpool and Lobo? Brad Garrett? Yeah. And Ryan Reynolds, holy crap, that would be amazing. February, we have no plans, like I said. We've got a bunch of Origins listed as placeholders. So again, if you're a comic fan, if you've been reading comics for more than 5 years or longer, hell, even if you've only been reading comics for 5 months, I will ask anyone the 30 questions about comics. So we've got 4 episodes in February of this year. Hopefully in March, we can be marching towards the Murphyverse, where we've got a lot of Murphyverse stuff to catch up on. We got White Knight, Harley Quinn, Batman Beyond the White Knight, Parts 1 and 2, which includes all 8 issues of that. White Knight Presents Red Hood. And then Generation Joker, all six issues. Wake up. All six issues of Generation Joker. After that, I don't think we're doing it on about April this year because Marvel US broke me and I refuse Marvel UK. Marvel US was bad. For me, it was bad.
For which series?
Transformers Marvel US. Oh, God.
You did not enjoy the original 1980s Transformers comics?
No. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I will say this about that era. Uh-huh. For the first 200 issues of the UK run, mm-hmm. which a lot of those are just reprints of the US books, but like half of them are original stories. Mm-hmm. For about the first 200 issues of the UK run, I really, really enjoy the title. And then after that, the UK run really takes a dip, and the US run, I don't know. Once the blank masters start coming out, okay. the book just has too many characters to do anything that feels character driven. And gotcha. So you just have masses of bots doing stuff. And that's one of my problems with the 80s Transformers comic, is that after a certain point, it just no longer feels like it's about characters. And I'm not a big fan of plot driven comics, except in small doses.
Mm. Yeah, my biggest problem was there were only five colors, or six maybe if you stretched it, and there were too many humans.
You're one of those.
Yeah, yes, I'm one of those, damn it. I want robots in my robot comic. Thank you. Look,
it's robots have 80%. If you're going to give 20% to humans, no, get them out of there.
Yeah, I would rather a 90-10 split, thank you, or a 95-5 split.
So how are you even enjoying the Skybound stuff? Because there's humans out the wazoo in that.
There are only two humans in that so far. Spike. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are more. There's Spike, Carly, Sparkplug, and his military buddies. And
they've had a huge role to play. Did you read the first issue of Codename Duke?
I have not read Duke yet. I need to get into that. I have not had time or the funds to do that yet, but I will be doing that over the next couple of months.
So remember in issue 3 whenever Starscream was smashing army planes?
One of them was Duke's.
And the first issue spins out of those events.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. So, yeah, folks, coming up sometime this – well, I do know that this podcast, after 11 years, is probably going to go on a little bit of hiatus so I can get all this stuff pre-recorded, pre-edited, pre-whatever. But according to what I'm looking at here, we are starting 90 Nights of Nightwing in August.
August feels far away.
Yeah. But it's really not.
It's going to sneak up and bite you.
Yeah, pretty much. And it will conclude right after Thanksgiving if I can find enough comics to do it. I'm still going to do it, but that's a
blow. Oh, so you're still struggling to find 90 episodes?
Yeah, so like, yeah.
You got so caught up in the alliteration, you don't actually have the project together. Okay. So you definitely should do some pre-Nightwing stuff.
Yeah.
As like early episodes.
Yeah, I know.
Not a lot, but some.
I just need to move everything around. That's all. All right, folks. John, you mentioned your Twitter earlier. Where else can people find your podcast and anything else you do?
Most of my podcasts have their individual feeds by title, but you can find the entire collection listed online at johnreadscomics.com, and you can find everything on the mega feed for John Reads Comics. So if you go to the website and you see a show that looks appealing, it probably has its own feed. And whether it does or doesn't, go to the John Reads Comics feed and it will be there. And again, there's no H in my name. Don't put it there. Don't type it. You don't need it. It's a linguistic artifact that doesn't mean anything.
Good thing your last name isn't Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be crazy. People spelling all over the place and twice on Sunday.
Well, you'd have to get a green ring, don't you know?
I guess I would.
All right, folks. Thank you for joining us here inside the Pullbag. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show, visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Send us email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple, Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please. Spotify, and any other podcasting client you choose to use. We are on X because calling it X is just, whatever. It is what it is anymore.
They're going to pry calling it Twitter out of my cold, dead blue hands.
I know, but it's
that's just what it is.
Hey, not my fault he wants to, you know, ruin what came into popular I even asked.
I will respect any person's name transition with the utmost respect that I can give.
Right.
Twitter is X. I'm sorry. Twitter is Twitter. Twitter is not X.
Twitter is X. You heard it here first, folks, from John Wilson.
He
said it. He said it. I'm using
betrayed
it as
by a Freudian slip.
Nope. Yeah, no Freud here. At Geekcast Radio, at the Pullbag, I am at TFG and Mike on X. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. You can also check out the Pullbag over there as well. Next time, like I said, it's probably going to be Superman Unchained. I don't know. That may end up getting moved. I'm not sure yet. For now, I'm TFG and Mike with
John Wilson.
As always, make your greatest game in the comics, and we will catch you next time.
Check those dudes out. Dudes, nuts. They're robots. Robots? Let's rock!
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.
I love it when a plan comes together.